It is the first Tuesday in March, the day when communities across Vermont vote on town and school budgets, local issues, and elect local officials. St. Michael's College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Bill Wilson is the moderator of Underhill's town meeting.
These are towns getting down to do business. They're talking about taxes, they're talking about education. It is a locally centered meeting.
In Burlington, incumbent Democratic Mayor Merle Weinberger is being challenged by three candidates. There are also 12 city councilors and 12 school board commissioners to be chosen in the state's largest city. In Rutland, Mayor Christopher Lurris faces two challengers. In Winooski, two individuals are seeking to replace the retiring mayor, and two city council seats are open. Plus, city and school budgets must be considered. Educators are waiting to see how voters respond to school budget proposals. Last year, more than 30 towns rejected them on the first try, a 10-year high. Middlebury College Associate Professor of Political Science Bert Johnson expects this year's results will, in part, be determined by reaction to the state legislature's actions.
Education is on everybody's mind, particularly after the House Education Committee reported its bill last week. I bet a lot of local officials are going to be questioned on the state plans for the education system. It remains to be seen whether it'll be as disruptive as last year, where many school budgets failed. I think people are adopting a wait-and-see attitude about what the state will do this year, and they may come forward with a plan that could placate some of this concern about education spending.
Town meeting day ballot items are numerous and varied. Voters in Groton are deciding whether to allow the use of all-terrain vehicles on Old Town roads. Winooski voters will weigh in on a non-binding resolution asking the city council to join a lawsuit challenging the basing of the F-35 fighter jet at the airport. Other communities are considering special tax districts, development proposals, and many other items. While past town meeting day resolutions have seen voters weigh in on quirky or national issues, Bert Johnson says this year towns are focused on local business.
There's not a tremendous wave to pass a series of ballot initiatives having to do with national policy. We do have a lot of elected officials on the ballot and a lot of concern about local policy issues and state policy issues.
Wilson calls Town Meeting Day a unique opportunity for residents to come together to discuss issues. While he expects good attendance in Underhill, he has seen it dwindle over the years.
It bothers me that more people are looking my age and we're a more senior group. I send out a letter as a moderator to every new family that's moved into town, invite them to the meetings. My own opinion is that Tuesdays are just not the great time to do it. The other reality is if you have a subject that is of great importance to most people in the community, they will in fact show up. But some of the major decisions have gone to Australian ballot. You've lost a lot of discussion and understanding that might take place.
The state legislature is in recess this week. This year, both Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin and Republican Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott are out of state on town meeting day, leaving House Speaker Democrat Shap Smith acting governor. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.